Addressing a one-day conference on migration trends for domestic workers from Africa to the Arab states held in Harare today, Hapolang Pororo, who is the International Labour Organization country director for Zimbabwe and Namibia, said Zimbabwe should address its economic situation urgently in order to put a stop to the trafficking of its workforce.
As we gather here today, we recall the Kuwait situation, which brought to the eyes of many in the country the not-so-green pastures for some of the Zimbabweans that had sought employment in Kuwait. To fully understand the circumstances that led to this unfortunate situation requires that one has a full picture of migration governance systems in Asia, particularly in the Gulf states, with their kafala system. Under the kafala system, a migrant worker's immigration status is legally bound to an individual employer or sponsor for their contract period. It is such kinds of systems, whether formal or informal, documented or undocumented, and or legal or illegal, that give rise to ILO action to protect migrant workers and particularly migrant domestic workers.
Pororo's remarks come at a time when an estimated 200 women were reportedly trafficked to Kuwait on the guise of being offered lucrative employment. Some of them were allegedly abused by their employers. Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe Executive Director John Mufukare echoed Pororo's sentiments.
Probably things got so bad in Zimbabwe that people could be fooled by any promise of anything at all. Because for people to get themselves in a situation where you are going to an unknown country to do an unknown job can only be described as an act of desperation.
A representative of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Jogonia Mahoba, said many Zimbabwean workers were going abroad in search of greener pastures as a result of the country's underperforming economy. He added that economies of countries affected by brain drain usually get weaker every day if authorities do not find ways of addressing the economic plunge.
Since the past decade, economies in Southern Africa, particularly in Zimbabwe and Lesotho, have deteriorated, causing the majority of workers, including domestic workers in these countries, to migrate to South Africa and other well-to-do countries. Generally, domestic workers are exposed to various forms of exploitation and vulnerabilities, especially when they migrate without proper documentation.
Permanent Secretary in the Labour Ministry, Ngoni Masoka, said authorities were doing all they can to ensure that the country's economy gets back on track.
My ministry is set to finalise consultations on the National Labour Migration Policy Framework before it is tabled in Cabinet. The policy framework mainly seeks to enhance labor migration governance to ensure that Zimbabwean migrant workers have access to decent work, including through greater monitoring of private employment agencies. This policy is expected to augment the recently adopted National Diaspora Policy, which seeks to harness the developmental potential of migration through greater remittances and investment.
Masoka also told Studio 7 that 13 Zimbabwean women arrived in the country today following their repatriation from Kuwait, where they went in search of work as domestic workers but were later abused. This brings the number of Zimbabwean women repatriated from Kuwait to 102 this year alone. The meeting was attended by delegates from government, ILO, ZCTU, MCOS, International Organization for Migration, and others. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.